I am the Immaculate Conception, the remarkable self-identification of Our Lady of Lourdes to Saint Bernadette Soubirous on March 25th, 1858. Apart from the theological wonders of what this means about how Our Lady is mysteriously, in a very essence, full of grace, the fair question is, okay, how is it relevant to us today? I mean, this is something in the 19th century. I've got my challenges, my crosses today. How does Our Lady of Lourdes reach me? Well, the key to that is in understanding the whole role that she mediates the healing graces of Christ, not just in 1858, but also for our needs today. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville, and we're talking in our second segment concerning the power of Lourdes today, regarding the fact that the Holy Fathers, the Popes, the Vicars of Christ, have designated a World Day of the Sick to be on February 11th, for the obvious reason that, you know, the Church is going to follow the example of Our Lady, the powerful messages of Lourdes, and the fact that we already have scientifically documented miracles that come from Our Lady of Lourdes through the miraculous spring that she gives there. It is a world center where the sick gather to pray, to ask for healing, physical, spiritual, emotional, according to God's perfect will. So it's the perfect designation of what Our Lady has started as a center of healing, and now the Holy Fathers have confirmed. People that are, for lack of a better term, phobic of all forms of private revelation, you have to remember the Church has incorporated these elements into its liturgical life. February 11th is the celebration of Our Lady of Lourdes. Technically, you could still, quote, not believe in the apparitions, but you're not exactly going to be one in mind and heart with the Church. If the Church is celebrating the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes and you, on an individual, personal basis, saying, I don't buy it's true. Technically, you don't have to accept any private revelation, but when it enters the liturgy, there's a special call to have your eyes and in your mind and your heart open to what the Church sees and hears and feels in terms of an authentic supernatural visit from our Blessed Mother. So, I want to read to you an excerpt from the February 11, 2008 World Day of the Sick message by Pope Benedict XVI. And you're going to see beautifully how our Holy Father conveys that our Blessed Mother is not only the perfect model for suffering, but she suffers with you, with every suffering that you experience, and with me. That's the heart of a mother. Listen to the words of Pope Benedict XVI from this February 11, 2008 World Day of the Sick message. He says, quote, Mary is a model of total self-abandonment to God's will. She received in her heart the eternal word, and she conceived it in her virginal womb. She trusted in God, and with her soul pierced by a sword, she did not hesitate to share the passion of her Son, renewing on Calvary at the foot of the cross her yes of the Annunciation. Associated with the sacrifice of Christ, Mary, Mater Dolorosa, Mother of Sorrows, who at the foot of the cross suffers with her divine Son, is felt to be especially near by the Christian community, which gathers around its suffering members who bear the signs of the Passion of the Lord. Mary suffers with those who are in affliction. With them she hopes, and she is their comfort, supporting them with her maternal help. And is it not perhaps true that the spiritual experience of very many sick people leads us to understand increasingly that the divine Redeemer wishes to penetrate the soul of every sufferer through the heart of his Holy Mother, the first and most exalted of all the redeemed? Now, my friends, this is profound stuff from the Holy Father, from this Marian Vicar of Christ, Pope Benedict. What's he saying? He's saying Mary suffers when you suffer. And in one sense, there's a great element of mystery in the mystical body of how Our Lady, who's already glorified in heaven, can still participate in our suffering because God the Father has allowed her that role since she's Mother of the Church. Look, let's make it a little bit more concrete. How could a mother knowing her children were in extreme suffering, do anything but have an experience of suffering in her heart in virtue of her motherly love? Isn't it true to say that the price of love is that you suffer when your beloved suffers? And so Mary, in a mystical way, suffers with your sufferings. That's why she's so compassionate. She has the perfect motherly heart to bring you healing graces according to God's perfect plan to either effect a physical cure like the 67 who have been documented at Lourdes and many others throughout the world who can say, yes, I was physically cured by the water of Lourdes and by a visit or a pilgrimage to Lourdes. Or Our Lady can say, it is not God's perfect plan that you be physically recovered, but that you offer your sufferings for the salvation of many more. And so I give you the spiritual healing, the healing of heart, the healing of grace and perseverance, the strength to continue with your cross to make it fruitful for many. And isn't it true that if Our Lady appeared to you and said, look, if you accept the cross you have today, I'll save someone from being aborted. I'll bring union to a family you know is disunited. I will help the Holy Father in ways profound in terms of leading the church. I will get souls out of purgatory who've been waiting for periods of great years in the time of purgatory to be released. And I will convert the most hardened sinner through your sufferings today. Who of us would say, well, no, I don't want to do that, even though it's God's will. So that's what Our Lady brings. Relief from suffering, example for suffering, and the graces necessary to accept whatever cross Jesus gives us. Now, on the same day of February 11th of 2008, the cardinal who is head of the president, he's the president of the Pontifical Council on Healthcare Ministry, celebrated the Mass for the Sick in Rome at St. Peter's in the Vatican. Listen to what Cardinal Lozano Barragán said in his homily about Our Lady as the perfect co-redemptrix, the example for all of our sufferings. This is what he says, and I quote, "In order to respond to the full love of the cross, we must pronounce an unreserved yes to the mysterious plan of the Redeemer, a yes that means fullness of love. This complete yes of love is the Immaculate Conception of our dear Mother Mary, who participated on Calvary as the co-redemptrix with the Savior." Now remember, this is being said at St. Peter's Basilica, the official Mass for the sick by a cardinal, calling Our Lady the co-redemptrix with the Savior. "Christ on the cross suffered all the pains that His most holy Mother suffered, and she in Christ suffers all our pains. She assumes them and knows how to commiserate with us. Our suffering is also her suffering." Even those last words are really words for our meditation. Our suffering is her suffering. That's why she's so quick to respond. And I want to end this segment on Our Lady of Lourdes and the power by saying, Our Lady of Lourdes, who is the mediatrix of all graces, including the healing graces, that you and I both need, in whatever regard, all of us can become more whole, either physically or emotionally or spiritually. She is not confined to the geographical limits of a hamlet in France. Of course, there's great graces and strongly encouraged pilgrimages to Lourdes, but this is a mother that hovers over every sick person. That includes you. If you're facing a great illness, she's hovering over you right now. What's she waiting for? She's waiting for your fiat to her. She's waiting for you to say, Mother, I do acknowledge you as the mediatrix of all graces. I do want you, as Our Lady of Lourdes and the mediatrix, to bring the graces of Jesus from Calvary to my heart, to my body, to my family, to my community, to my parish, to my church, to my world. Ask Our Lady of Lourdes to visit you today. Let her bring you special graces of healing of mind and body, and you can have the awe that so many have had, knowing that this is explainable only through the direct intervention of God and only through the intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes, the mediatrix of all graces. This is Mark Miravalli saying, thanks for being with us at Miracast. God bless you.